If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you joined us on the Climbing Higher broadcast. Today, I just want to invite all of you who have received a calling from the Lord to proclaim His gospel. That's right. If you've been called into the office of apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, and you are responsible for handling the Word of God, I want to invite you to our annual Preacher's Workshop. This year, our preaching workshop will be held on July 17th and 18th here at Bethel Deliverance International Church. Now, Friday night, our special guest will be Bishop Keith Reed from Sharon Baptist Church. Saturday, oh, that's the treat time. We have various men of God coming to share with us on how the Word of God should be appropriately digested by the preacher first and then passed on to the people of God. So join us here at Bethel Deliverance International Church Friday and Saturday, July 17th and 18th. I'll be looking for you to be here with us of those great services.
The Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop will be held on Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. Register now at eventbrite.com by typing BDIFC in the search bar or by calling 215-885-2585. Let Jesus Christ be praised.
How does this happen? How does faith become a reality to us? How do we move from presumption, expectation, hope, into actual faith? What are those steps, those transitional steps? What brings us to the faith that Hebrews 11 and 6 tells us that we can't please God without it? In fact, Hebrews 10:38 says that if we draw back, if we no longer live by faith, God said, my soul will have no pleasure in the person who does not live by faith. But that puts a lot of pressure on us. A lot of pressure on us to live by what we know to be faith. How does that look? What happens when we reach that compartment of living by faith? We've been examining faith in both of our services. How do we make it work? How does faith become real to us? Is it the whimsical request that we take to God, Lord, bless us and give me the car and give me the person? We often hear people give us direction in the form of prophetic utterances, and then we put faith in the prophetic utterance, but it's not really in God. And so if the prophetic utterance does not become real in the perspective of the flesh, we immediately deduce that the prophet may have been false. Not necessarily. When we understand the biblical concept of faith, it's greater than what we imagine. It has nothing to do with the accumulation of stuff, but it's a lifestyle. Let me call your attention to the book of Philippians for a moment. And this is a critical passage because it's important for us to realize why this faith principle is so real. Now, I need you to understand both things. Listen carefully. Placement, say placement.
Placement.
And transition. Now, why is that critical? Because I was born and to my parents in their world. And for me, their world happened to have been what we call passionately North Philadelphia. Now, North Philadelphia always has the stigma attached to it as the hood. Now, you don't call Mount Airy the hood. That's Mount Airy. You don't call East Oak Lane the hood. That's East Oak Lane. Those places that are identified by their actual locations are such because there's nobody standing out on the corner after dark. they tend to respect neighborhoods, so they go in. But I was born and brought home in North Philadelphia. So I was raised there. My childhood, my early childhood, was 2220 North 16th Street between Susquehanna and Dolphin. And then, through a series of events, I moved to 2107 Susquehanna Avenue. And then, through another series of events, I moved to Forest Avenue in what we then knew as West Oak Lane before it became the hood. Now it's the hood. And then moving there until it was time for me to remove myself and become a married man with my own responsibilities. But each neighborhood possesses different characteristics that require me to live differently. Amen. And I had to learn migration. I could not live at 21st and Susquehanna with the 16th Street mentality. One, because I was older, able to be drafted into gangs. When I was on 16th Street, I was too young. I was mama and daddy's baby. But from 8 and on, I was now down there surrounded by Norris Street, Valley, the Village, Alkies, all of that. And so now as I made that progression, my faith had to change because I was no longer thinking in terms of being a little boy, but now I was confronted by other realities. I went to Fitzsimons, but in order for me to go to Fitzsimons, I had to walk from one turf through another one to school to be surrounded by other turfs. All right, so what are you saying? That in order for me to be successful in another place, my faith had to be transitional. I could not hold on to the God of 16th Street. He had to become the God of 21st Street. And then the God of 26th and Cumberland. He had to become the God of wherever I was. So he says, if you look at Philippians chapter 3 for a moment, and this should be highlighted in your Bible, because the King James says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior. He identifies the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The King James says our conversation. The Greek word conversation is the word politeuo. P-O-L-I-T-E-U-O. Politeuo. And that word means government. It means my existence. It means citizenship. The moment you become a Christian, you literally have citizenship in heaven. Now, I went to Rome. I'm a citizen of the United States. I had a document that proved it. It's called a passport. Now, as a citizen of the United States, I intentionally chose a hotel near the American Embassy. Now, in front of my hotel, because it was populated by so many Americans, there were armed guards in front of my hotel with bulletproof vests and submachine guns. So I asked the concierge, why are there so many armed guards in front of this hotel? He said to me, because a lot of Americans stay here and the criminals target this hotel. So we provide armed protection for the Americans. I chose that hotel, not because of the armed guards, but because the embassy was right across the street. And if anything went down, all I had to do was make it across the street. It's right on Via Veneto, the main road. All I had to do was make it across the street. Once I got to the gate, no matter who was on guard, they had to let me in and protect me because I got that passport that says I am a citizen of this country. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Those that are citizens of heaven run into it and they are saved. But you have to be a citizen. Now listen carefully. An unbeliever can't run into the name of the Lord, but God is so merciful, he will extend his grace. But we that are citizens, it's our right. It's our right. We are not guests.
Now, because I'm a citizen of the United States, I know the laws of the United States. I know the privileges that I have as a citizen. I am protected by the Constitution. I am allowed certain freedoms because I am a citizen. Now, here's the key. I am not a naturalized citizen. I didn't come here from another country and get a green card. I am a born citizen. I'm born here. So as a born-again believer, because I'm born here, I can become president. Not that I'd want to take the cut, but I can become president because I'm born here. The Constitution says I have to be a born here citizen. I can't be. That's why people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, they would talk about running them for president, but you have to be born here. He must be a born citizen. And it's going to be a problem if Hillary gets nominated, because the Constitution says he must be a born citizen. We're going to have to change that for Hillary. Doesn't say they. It was very specific because it was written by people who they didn't make any allowances for the one we have either. So understand, it was just implied that he must be a born, natural born citizen. So there are privileges that come with being born here. You are a born child of God. What is your greatest privilege? Access to God by faith. Not cars, houses, women and men, but you are chosen to live by faith. Paul comes in later in Corinthians and says, we walk by faith, not by sight. Why? Because citizens don't have to walk by sight. Because I'm a citizen, I know that the police can only go so far. Because I'm a citizen, I have rights. I have the right to a fair and a speedy trial. I have the 4th, the 5th, and the 14th Amendments that guarantee me the right against self-incrimination. They can't try me for a capital offense twice. I know that they cannot keep me locked up interminably without charging me. And ultimately, they have to bring me before a jury of my peers. And peers doesn't mean that all my jurors have to be Pentecostal pastors. It just means they have to be Americans. Because if that were true, they could never find a jury to convict me. Because I'm a Pentecostal bishop. So if everybody in the pulpit, everybody in the jury box had to be a Pentecostal bishop, they would all have to forgive me. So it can't be of my ecclesiastical peers. But I'm guaranteed the right of a trial before peers. Peers are what? Fellow citizens. You with me? So you have rights. How many of you know your rights as a Christian?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
061158.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.